Hi there. I'm adult ADHD coach Dana Rayburn. These days, my life is mostly under control, but it wasn't always. I was plagued by clutter and procrastination and oodles of other ADHD challenges. It took me 20 years to figure out how to outsmart my ADHD. Luckily, outsmarting your ADHD doesn't need to take that long. You'll learn my favorite tricks and tips here on the podcast. Ready to kick some ADHD? Then let's get started. Well, hey, happy to be here on the podcast with you today. We are going to be talking about a very useful ADHD mantra that has the potential for popping your life into warp speed. I'm excited to bring this one to you, so we'll get to that in a moment. First, though, what's going on in Dana Rayburn land? Next week in the Success Club, we're getting into our organizing unit. We're starting with a module on what I mean by being effortlessly organized, what all that entails, how come we want you off that roller coaster of getting organized, getting disorganized, getting organized again, and so how to smooth out those hills. And that's what's coming up. If you're interested, you can find out more about joining the Success Club at danarayburn.com. We go through the end of June and then take a hiatus and start up again in September. However, if you join before we close down, you will get the best deal going forward next year. So it's that's a little pro tip for the Success Club. Anyhow, it's a great program, changing lives here, and I hope you check it out. All right, let's get into our topic today. A couple of weeks ago, when we were talking about clutter karma, I mentioned this idea of setting up your world to make it easier to get things done. And that made me think that it's time to revisit one of my favorite ADHD mantras, easy gets done. Actually, this was the first one. One of my clients years ago came up with this. Easy gets done, she was saying. And I realized, oh, that's really cool to have these little mantras and to use them to stay on track with things. So that's why they're so embedded in so much of the Success Club. Excuse me, Success Club and the podcast. All right. So, and also if you've been listening to the pod for a while, when David was around, we call it ADHD codes. And I loved that, but that's more of a techie term. And I thought, okay, by Dana-izing this, we're going to step out of the techie world and call it a mantra, because that to me is how I think of them. We need to pay attention to easy gets done for a couple of reasons. First, because with ADHD, we have this natural tendency to make things more complicated than necessary, and that messes us up. We'll talk more about this in just a moment. Secondly, neurotypical people are able to maintain more complicated systems than we can. So if you live and work with non-ADHD peeps, you got to keep this one in mind. They will take extra steps to do something and we won't. They are more likely to be able to maintain, follow through, set up, and live with a complicated system for getting things done, like organizing things or task lists. Or I was talking to a man yesterday, a potential client, and we were talking about computer cords, and I, you know, he was using the example. His wife can wrap it up and put it in a package and store her cord very carefully, and he just has to take it and jam it in the suitcase when they're traveling. So that's just an example of the differences between a neurotypical person and an ADHD person. So we've got to follow the easy gets done mantra. This is one that it behooves you to keep forefront of your mind and pay attention to. Making things easy to do starts with awareness, because your first step there then becomes think about your complicated system failures. Be honest with yourself. It is easy to fall into the complicated trap to make things harder to do than necessary. Why do we do that? Because complicated can be interesting. Complicated can be stimulating. Complicated is great ideas. Oh my gosh, I can do this and this and this and this and this. And so we're building this castle. Actually, it's a sandcastle of these complicated ideas, but the minute it gets put in front of a wave or a wind or a little kid marching around stomping on the beach, it's going to get washed away and fall apart. So we don't want our castles to be built of sand. We want them to be sturdy and fortified. Look at that, Dana, how brilliant you can be sometimes. Anyway, some examples of the complicated trap. I have a client who for months insisted that every night she was going to record every expense of her day. It was too complicated. It never happened. And she just kept insisting she was going to get it done. This month I'll do it, she'd say. This month I'll do it. And so finally she realized, no, she's not going to do it. So we decided it's better for her to have a financial system that just downloads the expenses. That's the easy way. Organizing papers and binders. That's often too many steps. It's too hard to do, so it doesn't happen. So we think, oh, binders are so organized. They look great on a shelf. However, if you've tried to organize things in binders, you might have noticed that maybe you're just shoving the papers in and not opening the rings, putting the paper in the rings, closing the ring, and putting it away. Okay. Here's one that I did when I was young, is putting books on bookshelf in alphabetical order. It seemed like it was so interesting to do that. It took me forever to organize my books, but I never could put them back in that order, so the system quickly fell apart. Precisely folding clothes to put in a drawer. We talked about that when we were talking at Marie Kondo system a number of podcasts ago. Following a checklist every morning of what you're going to do, specific steps. So checking off, I'm going to get up, check. I'm going to go to the bathroom, check. I'm going to get in the shower, check. I've had people I've worked with who have insisted that this is what they need to do, and it's too hard to follow through on. So I prefer other ways of having our morning routine be more solid, which we're not talking about today. Sorting mail into cubbies. Here's another one I've had people insist they were going to do. Sorting the mail into cubbies in hope that this will keep you organized. It's too many steps, and that means it's too complicated. So those are just some examples for us to look at when we're looking at this idea of easy gets done. What I want you to do is notice how it feels when you get that dopamine rush that comes with making something complicated. It is exciting. But we want our systems to be simple and sustainable. We want our systems to last for the long run. So think about when you were likely to dive into making something complicated. It's often around an issue that you're struggling with, like organizing, like planning, billing, budgeting, something like that. Keeping notes, if you are in a profession where you've got to keep notes on your clients or your patients. Living the easy gets done mindset means curiosity. So when you're starting something new, before diving in, take a moment. Take that pause that is so, oh, so important for ADHD. Learning to pause is a key skill for us. Take a pause, which means just stop for a second, take a breath, and think it through. Why are you doing the thing is one thing to consider. Slow down and be aware. What's your end goal with it? Why is this happening? And then you need to run through things through the really test. What's the really test? Will you really do this for the long time? Knowing yourself, knowing your history, will you be able to do this over and over again? Remember, we're aiming for sustainability. And you've got to be honest with yourself here. So what I do is really, Dana, really, I'm going to do this. Really? I'm going to fold my socks in three things and stick them in color-coded order in the drawer. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm lucky if they get in the drawer at all. And as an aside, I was visiting my sister a couple of weeks ago in Colorado, and I happened to peek into her closet. Her clothes are all hung in color-coded order. It's all beautiful. I looked at it, I thought, oh, that's so beautiful. I could do that. And then I took a breath and said, really, Dana, you are lucky your clothes are hung up in the closet at all. She's the neurotypical kid in the family. She doesn't have problems with putting the clothes in the closet. It's going to get done. So she has that latitude to color code it. And yes, it's a gorgeous thing, but you got to say, really? Really, I'm going to do that? Because we need our systems to be sustainable. I know I've said sustainable probably 8 times so far today. If I'm saying something a lot, pay attention to it. Another thing to think about is how hard will this be to do? Imagine the steps and the frequency and the time it would take. So if I'm taking my clothes, I've taken them, you know, I've got them on the hangers, I hang them up in the laundry room, that's easier for me, taking them upstairs, and then I'm color coding them. How many more steps is that going to be to go through the rainbow of the colors of shirts that I have that I'm hanging up? No, it's not. It's just, that's too many steps. I've got to just have one step and open the closet door, stick the shirts on the closet rod and be done. All right. So how many steps? And then how can you make it easier? Are there ways to reduce the steps? Are there softer guardrails? How accurate does it need to be? Those are all things to consider. So for me, it's easier to take the shirts out of the dryer and put them on hangers then. And hang them, we have a curtain hanger rod thing right by the dryer. Because that means that they're not ending up in a pile. It's just something that I'm there doing and it's just easier for me to do. You may be completely different, but that's what's easiest for me. So that I realized that that was easier than putting clothes in the basket, taking them up, putting them on the bed, then putting them on the hangers, and then hanging them up. All right. So notice what works for you, how you can reduce the steps. How can you make it easier to do? And how can you make it more flexible? Does it have to be a rigid system or can it be flexible? So living by the easy gets done mantra is a foundational ADHD success skill. Practice this. Join the crowd who repeats easy gets done as they go throughout their day, especially if they're creating something new, if they're thinking about a way something can be, if they've got that dopamine rush. Oh, it's exciting. Oh, it's complicated. Oh, look at that. And maybe it's fun to design the complicated, but you don't have to live the complicated. So go ahead and make the big fabulous plan, the awesome intricate design. But when it comes to living day-to-day life, if you really want to kick your ADHD, you've got to remember this mantra, easy gets done. Hey, have a great week. I look forward to talking to you next time. Take care. So, what do you think? Did you find this podcast helpful? If you did, then do me a solid and share it with your ADHD friends. Also, write a review on the podcast app. It really helps others kick their ADHD too. You can find out more about ADHD coaching at danarayburn.com. And you can reach out to me at dana@danarayburn.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.